Hello there, and welcome back to
No,
Star Wars
no
Talk.
intros. This is season 5, episode 17 of Clone Wars
We've
Sabotage.
been sabotaged. The intro was
Oh
sabotaged.
man, I
Daniel,
did it.
I accuse you of throwing some nanobots at our podcast.
I put nanobots in the podcast.
And if you're hearing this, you are now infected with nanobots
Oh,
as well.
it's transmitted through sound.
Yep.
Wow, how about that?
But this is Star Wars Total Rewatch, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted. And well, this is a show where we're watching through all of Star Wars, and we're starting to conclude season 5 of The Clone Wars. The last arc is happening here. I'm Aaron.
I'm Daniel. Welcome back. This is the final arc of season 5. And I guess I watched the full arc, right? Is it four episodes? I watched those right in a row. So we were telling each other, trying to remember exactly what each episode encompasses, just so we don't get them confused.
No, me too. I watched this. I try not to do this, actually. I try to watch one and then do record a podcast and then watch the next one. But yeah, no, I watched the whole arc. Well, because it was such a compelling arc, I couldn't stop. I really wanted to see the end of it
Yeah.
again.
I also kind of I wanted to have the whole story, I guess, partly.
It's good. And then you can understand each part in its context
Yeah.
more clearly. But here we are now going back to talk about episode 17, and I don't remember what happened in episode 17. I remember what happened in like the rest of the arc.
Well, I'll tell you what
Yeah, go
happened.
ahead and tell me what happened. Jog my memory.
So there was a terrorist attack in the Jedi Temple. Some cargo hangar exploded, and Ahsoka and Anakin do some detectiving to track down who's responsible. That's it. Yeah, it was fun. Some good old detective mysteries.
It is, yeah, that's always fun. I think Star Wars tends to be fun when they take it in that direction.
Yeah, they should do it more.
I still would love to see one of these spin-off movies do a detective story.
Yeah.
Film noir kind of detective thing.
Right.
Through the streets of Coruscant. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, and Coruscant, right, is a fitting location for something like that. I feel like it's a, the big city kind of, and there's always the underbelly of the big
Yeah,
city.
seedy underbelly.
Seedy underbelly.
Gross. Yeah, so it's a really good episode. And I if you just watch this episode, it feels pretty self-contained.
Well, each one is kind of, they each have a tone, I was noticing.
They do. But after having seen the full arc, I'm thinking back to this episode specifically now, and this almost feels like just a prologue to like the main story.
Yeah.
Like you could have ended it at the end of this episode and just been like, all right, folks, well, maybe we'll pick up some of these threads later in the season if we feel like it, but like
Yeah.
you don't have to. I don't know. Where the rest of the arc must come to a conclusion. It does not really end.
Sure, right.
I see it as The Hobbit to the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
You're the Hobbit to my Lord of the Rings.
Thank you.
That's so romantic.
I think that
Huh?
sounds condescending.
Right, so they're on they start out on Cato Nemoidia. Super cool.
It's very cool. The only time we see Cato Nemoidia in any of the films is just during that like montage at the end of episode 3, right?
Yeah, it was Plo Koon, I think.
Ah, sad. Every time I'm reminded of all these characters who actually just are gonna die soon.
Soon.
Right?
Yes, sooner every time, yeah.
I know, sooner with every episode. Try not to think about that when I'm enjoying the characters during the series. But yes, Plo Koon. Okay.
But there is a level in The Force Unleashed 2 on Kato Nemoidia.
Okay.
So if you want, if you just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's cool.
There you go. That's all I can think of. Yeah, they're like these hanging cities.
Yeah, it's weird. These like strips of land kind of hanging between
these archways,
mountains and stuff. Mm-hmm. This first sequence in this episode is really fun, though. We talked about the last arc, too, with Satine's daring escape attempt
right,
at the beginning of that one episode. That felt like the intro to one of the films.
Right.
This feels similar. This feels like another big, set piece at the beginning of the movie to get everybody on the edge of their seats before the plot kind of kicks in.
But this is a lot like Revenge of the Sith, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, down to the buzz droids and everything, too.
Yeah. Anakin's ship gets disabled by buzz droids, and he is knocked unconscious. So Ahsoka has to do this crazy rescue. I was kind of feeling like, as exciting as this is, what was their plan? Why? Like, what were they actually doing here?
Well, yeah, they're always in a battle. I mean, it doesn't matter what the objective of the mission. They're just here in a battle, and how are they going to get out of this one?
Yeah, right. there are some clone ships too. So I don't know where they were trying to go or what they were trying to do. I guess it's irrelevant. It's an exciting rescue scene.
Well, and I think it's here to just remind us, I guess, of Anakin and Ahsoka's relationship and how reliant they both are on each other, really, at this point.
Yeah.
Which has a lot to do with the rest of the arc.
Right.
So plot-wise, this is just kind of an action piece, but, like, you know, it gets a little bit at the emotional center of what's going on.
What we're seeing is just another adventure of Anakin and Ahsoka.
Right.
Because, yes, now we will see that relationship strained throughout the arc, so...
Mm-hmm. But here we are at the Jedi Council, sabotage.
Well, right. So now we get to the sabotage of the title. There's a bombing at the temple, and then the council assigns Anakin and Ahsoka to investigate, which I was thinking partially is probably just because they were not on the planet when it happened, mm-hmm. you know? So they are absolved of any...
Yeah, the only two who could not be responsible. Although, I mean... Well, just think about where the arc goes in the next few episodes.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they reconcile that.
Well, the Jedi are very concerned about this because they're saying it happened in the temple. And they said it's possible that there was a Jedi involved in this bombing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here knowing what happens with Anakin. I'm like, oh. At what point did he start to turn, you know? Because it's like, it feels very sudden in Revenge of the Sith. Because they're saying part of this, the motive for this bombing is just, you know, could have been somebody didn't like what the Jedi were doing with the war here, you know? So I'm like, well, Anakin has all the motives, I feel like. I don't know.
You think he should be, like, suspect number one?
No, I don't know if they would suspect him, but I do.
You know what he is capable
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think, well, could he have coordinated this somehow? You
okay.
know, that's where my mind is going, kind of in the background.
Sure.
The thing. We meet this investigative droid, Russo ISC.
Yeah.
Crime scene analyzer for the Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't know. He has a weird personality. I didn't like him, but...
He doesn't do all that much, really, either.
It's not like I just didn't like his character. I just didn't really like that he was here at all. I was like, why is he here?
Because why? Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Would you have preferred to see Lieutenant Tan Devo investigating?
Yeah, I did. Well, I thought about that. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, he was a great detective. I know. That'd be pretty funny. I don't know why he would be involved with like a case with the Jedi. He's like a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Never mind. They kind of keep trying to keep the... And they make a point of how they kind of have separate like jurisdictions and stuff.
Yep. They don't want the military involved and they don't want the Coruscant police involved. It's like they want to handle the Jedi matters internally.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have been an opportunity to bring that guy back.
I know. That would have been funny.
Maybe that would have been too distracting. I don't know.
So they... Their main suspect is Jakar Bomani.
Right, because somebody saw him in the area.
And I guess they knew that he worked there, but he wasn't there. That I guess that's their only reason to suspect him.
Well, there wasn't much of him left, as we learned, so they didn't.
Well, they didn't find his arm.
Right.
Yeah. But even just the fact that they had that much of him, they should have known that pretty quickly.
I suppose, yeah.
That character species is Abyssin. They're like Cyclops.
The guy who was blown up?
Yeah. It's like they show his photo.
Well, because they're talking to like his wife here. His wife human.
Is a human. So I was thinking, well, to each their own.
All right. Yeah, I guess. I didn't notice the photo. I just assumed he must have been a human too. But you know what? Why not? Sure. Uh-huh. Interspecies relationships can be a thing.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm trying to think.
We've seen those guys somewhere.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what movie they were in. I think it's like a more recent. Oh, this was the guy that the Mandalorian meets at this like wrestling arena at the beginning of season 2.
Yep. That's what was coming to my mind too.
Okay.
Cool. But I couldn't remember what it was from.
He was played. So the character is Gore Koresh, and he was played by John Leguizamo.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. I do recall that now.
So they find out he died because he had nanobots inside him, which exploded. He was the bomb. That's the big twist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's disgusting. But they track down his wife to get some answers.
Mm-hmm. I liked the, just thinking about the investigation, they had a pretty cool scene where they do a 3D like hologram recreation of the entire room.
Yeah.
Right. And they can watch the explosion kind of in forward and in reverse and try to trace where things are coming from. I like that idea.
I mean, if they were able to do this, how did they not know who did it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. But I don't think Star Wars had, like, for all the technology they do have, they don't seem to have
security
cameras. Yeah.
Except they do, because Obi-Wan sees Anakin killing the younglings.
Yeah, they do. Well, that was like they only have security cameras like in a few key places. They're not widespread.
I know. So they track down that guy's wife. They find that there was nanodroids in the food. So they are now suspecting his wife, Leta Termund. She's now suspect number one.
Well, she kind of admits to it, doesn't she?
Well, I was thinking clearly she's not the mastermind of this attack. Like, gotta be somebody involved. Somebody we know, like a familiar villain has to be behind it.
That's, right? Well, that always is somebody familiar.
Yeah.
So they end the episode by sort of like stating that things are wrapped up, like, well, I guess she was just against the war, and I guess it was just kind of her idea to do it, and maybe she'll explain more of it to us later, I don't know. But like, it doesn't feel like it all adds up, and I don't think Anakin and Ahsoka feel like that's case closed.
No, right. And they are kind of starting to emphasize these points of contention. Mm-hmm. Where Mace Windu said people are against the war, like, it, you know, they think that the attack was motivated as protest.
Mm-hmm.
But also some distrust of the Jedi is kind of going around too. So
yeah, characters are mentioning that throughout the episode too, saying like, oh, I don't know if I think the Jedi are so great or whatever.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if I've felt too much of that kind of like a growing contention throughout the series.
No.
I feel like maybe just now they're like, oh, we're actually getting close to the end of our whole run. We might need to connect some dots.
And let's say that this has been going on for a while. Yeah. We just haven't really noticed it yet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The moral of the episode is sometimes even the smallest doubt can shake the greatest belief.
Yeah, that's relevant to the arc.
Yep. Because Ahsoka is saying, how could a Jedi do something like this? Even though it turns out it wasn't a Jedi, but she says like...
And also, even though we know other Jedi who have gone rogue as well.
Right. Yeah, Anakin mentions...
Count Dooku.
Dooku and Pong Krell, General Krell.
Oh, right. Forgot about him.
Let's say that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you unless there's any more we want to say about this one.
I guess the title is a reference to an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Oh.
And so are the next three titles.
They are, okay. I recognized the upcoming The Jedi Who Knew Too Much.
Right.
But I didn't make the connection that you're right, all of these are Alfred Hitchcock titles.
Yeah, I don't know all his movies.
To catch To Catch a Thief, The Wrong
Man.
And the first one is what, just Sabotage?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
They just, you know, just put Jedi in the title somewhere.
Yeah, people always wondered why Alfred Hitchcock was putting the word Jedi in all these titles of his movies. I never understood that, but now it all makes sense.
I know.
We'll see you all next time on Alfred Hitchcock's The Jedi Who Knew Too Much.
Goodbye.
Bye. We'll see you there.
Bye.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.